This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Got the nerve, lash out for your just desserts. It's not just the words. Some of y'all heads up in the cloud. I'ma bring y'all back to earth. It's black back to burn. Y'all talking about out your mouth. I'm not concerned, cause y'all got the nerve. It's y'all turned like Detroit Red when his head had an ultra pump. Your bare heels soaked the worn your boots. The game camouflage like army suits, but I can see it more clear cause I came with the coupe in here. Ring the alarm, inform the troops. Send them out into the world, go to war on the flu. Out of eye with the enemy you sworn to shoot. Now I'm coming at your neck, sick of hearing something wrong with me. Wrong with you. When the chief just way too smart to question. The enemy, the brothers of a dark complexion. The governments of the world is shark infested. They heavy on weaponry like Charlton Heston, man. Look, it gets low, man. No, no, I'm talking about,
So what you gonna do?
It's my favorite mutant. Yeah,
ain't I'm right gone with you. Your logic does not get used.
Come on.
Talking Heads with Naughty is sponsored by the Bahamas Out Island Promotion Board, BTC, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fidelity Bank Bahamas, Fine Threads, the Jeff Rogers Basketball Camp, John's Department Store, J.S. Johnson, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, and Tropical Gyros.
The Wednesday edition of Talking Heads is on. Yours truly, Naughty and your company, right up until 6 p.m. And, of course, get in and get it on. Phone lines are open, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. You can chime on in on the text lines as well. Text lines powered by BTC. That's 422-GR96, 422-4796. Stream us live and take us wherever you want to go, GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. In addition to that, we're on cable channel 969, BTC Flow channel 612. So options to get it in and get it on. You know how I like to get it started. I want to make sure you mind right. Get you out of the workspace and the workplace into a better place. Yeah, leave the work stress at work. You're going to make the work around or the school run nothing but fun as you commute. But I just want your minds right. I want your minds focused on, you know, being a productive talking head. So how do we do that? The mind-bending brain teaser. All right, I got Joker's Wild Party Passes up for grabs. Great show over there at the Joker's Wild, Tuesday through Sunday. Doors open at 8. Showtime is at 9. Headliner, Chad Zumok. Feature comedian, J.J. Curry. From start to finish, 2-for-1 on all locals. So definitely take advantage of that. And all you need is your, you know, rapid antigen test or your Vax card, and you're good to go for the show. So there you have it. That's what you're playing for. Here's your brain teaser you got between now and the top of the news in the 5 o'clock hour to get your answers in. All right. Wow. Gee whiz. I really don't want to do this, but I have to. This is a question for the day. How needy is the Bahamian, like really how needy is the Bahamian mandem after this? I'm worried, fellas. Dear God. Recent survey of 100 Bahamian men. Survey revealed that 72% say they wish they received more of this from their significant other, which could be wife, girlfriend, secretary, whatever the case may be, whatever works for y'all. 72% or 72 out of 100 said this from their significant other. And I know where this is going to go, but anyway, you know how to get it in. You know how to get it on. First answer, no. No. I understand, you know, more talking heads, the radio show probably. I get that, but no, I'm not taking that as an answer. Mr. Producer, maybe I should They should give you the text 9, and you just heard the text 9, because being you never give, you're supposed to go with that question. When I saw that, I was like, dear God, this really with the program director, this the question they give me today? This? Do you know my people? Do you know my talking heads? Do you know how they carry on? Oh, my God. We got talking heads and takes and cakes chiming in. I don't even want to open this one. I skirt. I don't know what I'm getting out of this one from DCI today. What? All right, so that's your question, and that's where you have to get it in. Oh, boy. I'm going to look at it. Anything, you're wrong right now. So you could just pull that back. Boom. Okay? We'll check the rest. Okay. So while you ought to try to attempt to get the best answer in, and hopefully it's a PG-13, you know, answer, we'll get into your headliners. All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. And don't forget, Fine Threads reminds you, both locations, Fine Threads, Top of Hill, Mackey Street, the flagship store, Plaza location, open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Great deals going on right now. Obviously, you know, they got new arrivals, but what a deal when it comes to your denims, all right, to your jeans, all right? For every full-price denim jeans purchased, you get the next one of equal or lesser value absolutely free. Also, if you buy one full-price men's suit or a suit package, you're going to get half off on any boy's suit. So that's a great deal going on right now for you. And don't forget, new arrivals in stock every day, every week. Something new pops out. And as far as you know, the pants go, don't forget, you got the pants and jeans and shorts, Jordan Craig, Enzo, Tailored Recreation Premium, Kent Park, True Rock, and Mazzari. So go get your hookup on the denims, all right? Buy you a pair that you really like, and then you get another one for the, you know, equal or lesser value, absolutely free. Both Fine Thread locations. Now, for more information, check them out online, finethreads.com. All right, let's check out what's blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian news and views that matter since 1840. And we got lots to talk about. Biggest one so far, former minister calls for investigation into F&M government's lavish spending. And if it's anything remotely close to what I've seen, and I'm doing my fact checking right now, but boy, if those allegations are true, that's obscene. Obscene. 19 grand on a table? What does that table come with? Bolivian and Colombian favors? Party favors from Jamaica? Midget strippers and lederhosen on skates with beer steins from Germany? What kind of table costs 19 grand? Mr. Producer, are we in the wrong business? We need to start making $19,000 pop tables. That's what we need to make. What are you telling you? Bell blasts F&M government's wasteful expenditure. Yes. Why not? And then, out of nowhere, the compassionate side of our prime minister. Not only is he a voice for climate change, he's now let the United States government, big bad Uncle Sam, know that, hey, we felt neglected by the U.S. We need a hug. That's what I'm talking about. I don't care what nobody says, okay? That's what we've been needing a long time. We need a hug. You know? And I know you all think I'm probably spreading it on right here, right now. When I said, no, I mean, come on, man. Now I see why. Hey, the PM has gone to bat against the big bad U.S. and said, you know what? We need a hug. Now I get it. You know why he needs a hug? Because like we knew all through election, and here's the payoff for it right now. By his grandparents, who were subsistence farmers on Cat Island from humble beginnings. So that is why he knows when the Bahamian people need a hug. And who did he ask for a hug? Uncle Joe in the United States. He didn't ask for no Putin hug. He didn't ask for no British hug. He wanted a good old-fashioned American hug. That's what I'm talking about. Now, let's see if they hug us back. Let's see. I mean, come on. I like it. Let me know what y'all think. Let me know what y'all think. Chime on in. That wraps up your headliners, all brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. Let's slide up into the buzz. The buzz brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. And don't forget, in addition to your fast fashions, your workwear, large selection for kids as far as your footwear, formal, wide selection of clogs for the gents, new arrivals for the ladies every Monday and Tuesday. They now have small home appliances and cookware as well at both John's locations. So be sure to check them out, John's Plaza Carmichael and the flagship store over there on Rosetta today. All right. I want to know what your take is, because the only thing that's been buzzing and blowing up my box, everybody else's box, the barbershop, everybody want to know what kind of charge account the F&M had the last administration, if allegedly these charges are true. Former minister calls for investigation into F&M government's lavish spending. Following revelations by Minister of Labor and Immigration Keith Bell that the Minnis administration spent more than $500,000 to furnish the apartment of Sitter in Europe during the COVID-19 pandemic, former Minister of Foreign Affairs Darren Hemphill on Wednesday called for an investigation and added that if it's true, it is an indefensible abuse of public funds. Hemphill also said he was not aware of the spending and was shocked as anybody else about the revelations. It's indefensible that we would spend that amount of money to furnish any mission that we have anywhere in the world. It speaks to a systemic crack in the system which allowed such indefensible abuse. It must be investigated so that we can find out how to fix it and prevent it from happening again in the future. I had no knowledge of it. To the best of my understanding, the ministry had no knowledge of it. Speaking in the House on Tuesday night, Minister Bell said $12,000 was spent on a bed, $19,000 was spent on a rug, $14,000 was spent on a mirror. $14,300 was spent on a table. $14,000 on a table. $9,000 on dining table chairs. $9,000 on a cocktail table. I could live with $9,000 on cocktails, because if they some high balls and they hot top brand and they, you know what I mean, I could really get that. We chiming in early, but that's all right. Turn up my guest mic. We got Tate Adderley from Org. They're going to be joining me on my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break, along with the executive director, Mr. Matt Aubrey. But Tate, I mean, listen. Maybe if the coffee table came with 9,000 where the cocktails on it, again, that might be something.
I don't know. Did you see Minister's response towards that? Because apparently he was saying that, if I read it correctly, I think he was saying that taxpayers didn't pay for that. If I
but then who paid for it? Where the money come from then?
I don't know.
That the consolidated fund?
I don't know.
So the web gets thicker, the plot thickens here, but this again screams for something that Org has always been a champion of. Freedom of Information Act, but a quality Freedom of Information Act, so that you can actually know what's really going on. Mm-hmm. And you can get the answers for yourself. You can read and determine it for yourself. Minus the minutia and the political spinning and the bad BS.
Yeah, so I find it interesting that you say that, because while we could get figures of what is spent, I think it's also important at the same time to know what that money is being spent on, right? And I think this is the importance of the whole budget debate right now. And we could see the line items and figures in some cases, but in many cases, when it comes to looking at the budget, you have to have a contribution on understanding of basically what these particular line items are for, right? And so while transparency in money is important, I think it's also important for its policy initiatives, what they're going to do with that money. And I'm not sure if we've gotten quite there as yet.
No, I think we need some maturation in that respect for sure. We got a caller. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, what's going on, Naughty?
Hey, what's happening there, Gardner? Everything cool?
Come on, Naughty. What are you interested in them $500,000 fees to some of these?
Go ahead, Gardner.
That and more equates and contracted a family and their cousins and the like, you know. But what about this socialism for the rich man? It's just a hospital in New York, in Grand Mahomes, what is his name? John Bahamas Clinic or Development.
Well, I know that the Doctors Hospital has a new project that's going to start down there in Grand Bahama. And I know that they obviously they're going to have to do that due diligence to the RAND to get that up to snuff because of the airport, the hotel, and the cruise port come on board on stream for 2025 as targeted.
Mm-hmm. You know, I Google the hospital that's a private thing with the government training. I didn't see nothing from the development clinic, a medical clinic. Where they come from? Who they are?
That's why we need a proper Freedom of Information Act, and that way we can, you know, we could demand transparency if there isn't any, and especially if it's been promised and it's lacking.
What they can privatize now?
Me and you probably, Gardner. Probably the batting cages. Anyway, Gardner, call me back in a couple, man. I got a ton of texts coming in and got a couple other calls, but I know you could chime in, whatever, man. Great. Let's check the phone lines. Boy, look here, Naughty. I would like to know why Bahamians or anyone is shocked about alleged corruption or these recent charges. Is this really new? What we should be demanding is a tightening of checks and balances and enforcement of procedures to snuff out this crap. The Public Accounts Committee needs to be empowered and functioning, henceforth, the benefit of us, the taxpayers. Let's stop playing games with our money and minds of our citizens, please. Good contribution. I like that. That's very solid contribution. Naughty. Naughty, the last time someone gave me a hug, something was missing out of my pocket. So good. So hugs ain't all that good all the time. Look for you going, man. Look for you going. Lord. I mean, I understand. Once bitten, twice shy. And you fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on you. Bravado. Here's another one. So, Naughty, what happens to the furniture when the ambassador comes back home? I wonder if the furniture comes along with or stays put. That's a very good question.
That's a good question. Yeah. That is a good question.
Naughty, I know if he had to finish that house himself, it would not have been so luxuriously decorated. I can build and furnish a 4-bedroom home for less than that. I agree. All right. So, pretty much, you know, it off the text lines right now. Some good answers as well to the trivia. None are correct. Not quality time, not hold their hand, not receive more compliments and support, not encouragement, not a massage. No. And what did they spend on the merit text? Remind me again. I mean, I have it here. I can pull it up. But if you have it right there, let me know. Some of you already fixated on the items. My line item is the 14 grand table and the 20 grand on chairs to go on the table, all right? 12 grand was spent on a bed. 14 was spent on a mirror, all right? 14 was spent on a mirror. Get it right, all right? Yeah, but I tell you, 14,000 was spent on a mirror. What that is? Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who's the fairest of them all? 14,000. Is that mirror giving you advice?
like
sound advice?
Mirror.
Yeah, is that like mirror on the wall, from one of them movies? Like, you know, seriously. Is that the one that didn't lie and told the truth to the wicked rich and said, look, Snow White is the fairest of them all? Like, maybe they should say, are you out of your damn mind paying 14 grand for this mirror? Even though I speak and give good advice, it's still way too much. Oh, God. I see where this is going. All right, so we're going to take a quick break right here on Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, 4:32 p.m. is the time. On the flip side of the break, we're going to pick it up. We're going to check out the global warming. We're heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. And then we're going to get into our Dunkin' Donuts coffee break. All right, I'm going to have a great conversation with my good friends from Org coming up on the flip side of the break. Of course, the executive director, Mr. Matt Oakley, as well, in studio already. Mr. Tate Adderley, he's the program manager for Org as well. We're going to have a good conversation coming up. We got lots to talk about. So keep it right where you got it. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM continues right after this.
Need to satisfy your late night munchies? KFC drive-thrus are open and frying until midnight every night of the week. Whether you're craving juicy KFC chicken, fries, and biscuit, or one of our signature KFC sandwiches, we've got you covered with 100% KFC flavor.
Catch some late night vibes and take a ride to your neighborhood KFC for after dark satisfaction. Last call to get fueled by KFC fried chicken is midnight. Late night cravings at KFC Nassau. It's finger licking good.
Around the world, Cleveland Clinic is recognized as a leader in healthcare. Our team of experts relentlessly pursues the best for our patients. From groundbreaking cancer research to state-of-the-art heart surgery, life-saving innovations happen here every day. When it's time to travel for your health, it's time to travel to Cleveland Clinic, your destination for care, for every care in the world. To learn more, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
With fine style, with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video, want to step out and look great, then fine threads is your place. With fine style, with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place, is your place, is your place.
You don't have to rise and shine to enjoy Dunkin's Big Breakfast Bundle. Our all-day breakfast sandwich made with your choice of sausage, ham, or bacon comes with crisp hash browns, a freshly brewed medium coffee, your favorite Dunkin' donut, and a bottle of refreshing Dasani water. The Big Breakfast Bundle will satisfy you, whether you're an early bird or not. Power up your day with Dunkin' Big Breakfast Bundle. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Wait, I don't know if you turned it up in Tennessee. I don't know if I turned it up in Tennessee, but I want to thank you, man, because I had one of my ears. You have had your ears in balance, like when you're on the plane and like one open and one closed. But you just popped that sum gun wide open, boy. Let me tell you. Ooh, wah-wah-wee-wah. Very nice. Yeah, that was, hey, I'll take it. I don't need workers' comp, man. If it all works out, hey, for the better, that's cool. I didn't pop an eardrum either, all right? But listen. Let's get up into the global warming. We've seen them to planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. And don't forget, they got the quick fix menu going on. All right, they got some awesome deals going on, but check this one out. They got the flavorful box. That's three pieces of chicken. All right, you got the chicken legs and whole wings, mashed potatoes with gravy. You get corn, biscuit, and a soda, all for $9.95, VAT included. All right, get your favorite chicken. Big on taste, big on value, and it's always finger-licking good. And don't forget the drive-thrus. At all KFC Nassau locations, open till midnight, Monday through Sunday. So now you got ample opportunity to get your finger-licking chicken on right up until midnight at your favorite KFC location for drive-thru. All right, let's check out we're seeing them the planet in 60 seconds or less, and we'll get to the text lines, and we'll slide into my global and my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break. I'm going to have that good conversation with my crew from org. All right, where do we get started? Lots to talk about, too. Let me tell you. The world's spinning every day, and you'd never think what happens, but it does. Philip Baker Hall died on Sunday at the age of 90. He was the library guy on Seinfeld and appeared in 200 TV shows and dozens of movies. One of those faces, when you see him, you say, oh, that guy. Well, that guy died on Sunday at the age of 90. What else is going on? Post Malone and his longtime girlfriend welcomed a baby girl into the world in recent weeks. For the little darling, but we'll figure it out. I'm sure Post Malone will come up with something creative. President Biden will head to the Middle East next month with a visit to Israel, the West Bank, and Saudi Arabia. Marilyn Monroe's iconic Happy Birthday, Mr. President dress was reportedly damaged after Kim Kardashian wore it to the 2022 Met Gala, in May. The dress now shows signs of tearing, and several crystals are either missing or hanging it off of it. That's just Kim crammed that fake booty in there. and just destroyed the dresses. Now, it's not like she destroyed every up-and-coming talented brother in America over the last 15 years. Now she destroyed iconic dresses. And anyway, when is that soap opera with all of them going to be over, man? Really? Kimberly Guilfoyle, a former member of the Donald Trump president's campaign, was paid $60,000 speaking fee for introducing Donald Trump Jr., her fiancé, at the Stop the Steal rally on the Ellipse that acted as a precursor to the U.S. Capitol riot. So they paid her $60,000 for, oh, wow. Lady Gaga said to be in talks to take over the role of Harley Quinn in The Joker 2. Why? Why? Joaquin Phoenix has already signed on to return as the Joker, but listen, man, listen, man. I don't know, man. I don't know if Gaga is the one for that. Pro wrestler Jeff Hardy was arrested on suspicion of DUI in Florida early on Monday. His career looks like he's going to be in trouble. And finally, Lizzo has re-released her single, Girls, with the new version removing the word spaz, which appeared in the original. She said it was brought to her attention that it was a hurtful word, and so she made the change. I read a joke, and you don't like it. I ain't changing the words. You just don't listen to the joke. That's all I'm saying. Anywho, anyhow. All right, let's get up into my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break, because you know I run on Dunkin'. And, of course, you know, you can enjoy the Big Breakfast Bundle all day long. All right? You don't have to be an early bird. You can get it all day long. All right? And the Big Breakfast Bundle, you got your favorite breakfast sandwich, hash browns, fresh brewed medium coffee, your favorite flavored Dunkin' Donut, and a bottle of Dasani water to wash that all down. All right? Power up your day with the Dunkin' Donuts Big Breakfast Bundle. Dunkin's Big Breakfast Bundle will easily satisfy you whether you're early bird or not. And don't forget those coconut refreshers as well. Check them out at your favorite Dunkin' location. Downtown Bay Street, Paradise Island, Palmdale, Bernard Road with the drive-thru, East Street South with the drive-thru, Carmichael, the newest location. And out there at the airport, peak clearance and post clearance. So no reason for you not to be running on Dunkin'. All right. Let me check the text. Naughty, the last government was just, threw our money away. They're what the Privy Council considered to be the worst of the worst. But boy, if it come out to be true, it was 14 grand on a mirror or 19 grand on a table. Boy, you can't deny that. You can't run from that. That's some crazy spending right there. All right. Let's get up into my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break and welcome aboard my guest. No strangers to the show, but always glad to have them pop in. My good friends from Org, no stranger, the executive director, Mr. Matt Aubrey. And of course, already in studio with me, Mr. Tate Aubrey, the program manager over there at Org. So welcome, gents. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Thank you for having me.
Good. No worries,
thank you so much for having us, sir. I apologize for not being there in studio.
Man, it's all good, man. You zoom in. I know you're a busy guy. Last time I saw you was at the big conference, the summit. Man, let me tell you.
I'm still a bit on L.A. time. That's why I got my days mixed up. But it was a pretty amazing week. We had hundreds across North America, South America, Central America, and the Caribbean. And we were speaking directly to the heads of government about issues like democratic governance and digital transformation and energy reform and climate change and ensuring human rights to make sure that as they move forward in the next number of years, are making sure to take care of people in their policies and include us in those decisions and those involvements. So very relevant to the conversation you were having right before the coffee break.
Well, always glad to have you, any capacity on the show. And like I say, it's okay the West Coast time. I'm still mad you went to the West Coast and didn't be bringing no Roscoe's chicken and waffles, man.
Who said I didn't go to Roscoe's?
Yeah, you went to Roscoe's, you didn't bring me nothing back. I mean, that's the only other chicken outside of KFC, man, that I would ever indulge in is Roscoe's. Because I know old man Roscoe personally, met him years ago. One of my first trips to LA.
That doesn't have a shelf life of too long, so it wouldn't last through the plane ride.
Yeah, you take it off, yeah. Anyway, nonetheless, glad to have you back on this side of the world. And like I said, anything you want to bring us up to snuff on pertaining to that, in relation to that, in depth, you can. But we got a lot to talk about, too, because I know Tate is ready to go. We got lots to talk about as well.
It actually starts, what we talked about at the summit, these are you can imagine, a lot of these discussions are very broad, you know, big terms and things that are not that definitive. But coming from the Bahamas, we spoke about very specific recommendations. We and a lot of other Bahamian not-for-profits like Equality Bahamas and STEMFEM and all these groups contributed, but we made some very specific recommendations. And we were actually asked to present at the summit on one of our projects. And that's one of the projects that we'd like to talk about now. What we've done and what we understand is when we talk about, you know, we got issues in the newspaper about corruption, mm-hmm. you're talking about overspending. Tate talked really specifically about the fact that we want to understand what government is spending money on and how they're spending that money and then how those decisions are made. And so you're right. Laws like freedom of information are critical. Laws like the Integrity Commission or an ombudsman law, these are critical. But if citizens are not primed up to use these laws, then they don't really hit the mark. And mm-hmm. so part of what we've been working on at Org, and Tate and Stefan Evans have really been leading the charge with this, is how to get information in citizens' hands mm-hmm. so that not only can they see this information for themselves and make their decisions, but more importantly, be able to speak and make comment and give information, their thoughts. Do they agree with it? Do they not agree with it? Are there ideas that they might have that could improve? And so what we've developed are a number of tools and resources that will allow citizens to do that. And it happens on WhatsApp and get it into places where maybe it can actually make a difference. So we're here to talk about our Citizen Solution Center.
Right.
And when I was talking with Tate off air, I think it's a great idea because it allows Joe Public to become involved in the process correctly mm-hmm. and also, you know, educated on how it may work. And so they can continue, you know, in a proper manner with the discourse, because you mentioned WhatsApp groups, but we know there's a lot of political incorrectness and fake news and conspiracy right. theories floating around in there. So you guys actually filtering it out, like how the old gold miners used to do. You're filtering out all the sand and now you're getting all the gold nuggets. I like it, because we're actually going to get a good think tank out of this moving forward. Because one thing Bahamians like, if they have a platform where they can contribute and they feel comfortable with their contributions, they will never miss a meeting. You know that kind of way? Mm-hmm. They're always going to show up because that's their passion. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure, you know, out of these kind of steps that we're taking now, we can end up getting some great ideas moving forward to benefit us on a national level.
Well, Nadi, I know that you and a lot of your listeners are just those types of people. Mm-hmm. You know, people that like to keep abreast. We call it, you know, getting informed and getting involved. And we see lots of great comments. We know we have so much talent and so much insight here in the Bahamas, but we don't know that it's being used or being received. You can see in the budget is spending a lot of money to maybe make certain changes in government or hopefully improve services, but I'm not sure that all the citizens are either recognizing that or even receiving the benefit. And so we need to get those two things together.
I agree. And at the end of the day, that's something that I'd like to see change, Matt, because we've talked about it before. You know, I call it the same old, same old. I call it the ping pong cycle. I call it,
right.
You know, it's the same movie. It's the same version of Friday the 13th. Only somebody in a yellow mask or a red mask can show up at the end and kill you. That's just how I see it. Call me cynical. Call me, you know, call me jaded. But I want to see the involvement where government actually takes Joe Public's voice mm-hmm. seriously. Mm-hmm. Outside of WhatsApp groups in the sense, and well, this one is carry on bad, but I want them to be able to say, you know what, these certain groups contribute, they give good ideas, and allow the groups to present like white papers moving forward, so on and so forth, that they actually look at legitimately and take into consideration. Because the people in everyday society, whose champions, whose cause we like to champion on our different levels, those are the people that need to be able to express themselves. And government needs to know what they're saying because they have their finger on the pulse of everyday life. Not government officials. It's the people in the crux, in the work field, in the workforce, across the board, that feel it and feel the decisions of the administration of the day. So at that point, they need to have a say. Imperative what they say during election time in these groups, then it should be imperative post-election time.
Yeah, I like that you mentioned that point about the Friday the 13th. It's just whether it's a yellow mask or red mask, right? And I think at the moment there is this growing, I think, lack of public trust, if that's the right term to use. And when persons, they kind of lack trust in political institutions and public institutions, they start to take more charge and want to take more of a role in trying to get involved in these programs. And I think And I said this last week on, I think, Erwin's show, when I talked about how when persons, they tend to not see these institutions as trustworthy, they want to now take on the ability to get involved. And I think a great example of that is the last election. I think the figure at the last time, a person who would sign up to be a candidate, was like 600 persons that signed to be candidates in the general election. And I think what this is showing is that there's a growing want of Bahamians to get involved and to actually have a say in government processes. And I think the Citizen Solution Center is a great avenue towards that. And under that, it's basically a program, and it has many, many different projects under the program. So we have stuff like the Citizens Charter, where Bahamians can give feedback on basically government institutions. We have Access Parliament, whereas Bahamians can understand what is going on in Parliament, be introduced to the terms, and know when that particular member of Parliament is speaking. And overall, when Parliament happens, then we also have our Policy Review Center, right? And I think the Policy Review Center is most important in what they're all valuable, but I think this one for me is kind of most important because my background is in public policy and public administration.
Right.
And essentially, what it does, Bahamians to have their say on pending legislation, on government policies, and basically to have them potentially be involved in the conversation on national dialogue.
And see what I like about the Citizen Center, it, on multiple levels, multiple platforms, allows Joe Public to be a part of the process, like we talked about. But for a long time, people want information. So they'll go to their various branch or constituency office, and you may not get it broken down and disseminated to you like it should be. Mm-hmm. I think with the Citizen Center, you can go there, regardless of political affiliation, and learn it for what it is.
Yeah.
Then it becomes applicable moving forward. Hey, does this policy work for me? Yes or no. It becomes about who has the best policy rather than the whole political popularity contest. Mm-hmm. And you realize, look, this decision is the best one for the country. Mm-hmm. It's going to affect me, and it's going to affect people moving forward. Go ahead, Matt.
And it even goes further than that. That's such a critical point that you raise. We want people to be able to get the information for themselves. People come from different political perspectives, and that's great. And so they need to make decisions about that. But the Access Parliament site, which is accessparliament.org, folks can actually go on there right now, and they can not only get information about, but to better understand how does Parliament work, what's the structure of the Senate, all of that information is there. But they can also now find out who their parliamentarian is, keep track. You may not remember who you voted for or who won, but this allows you to go and find out exactly who's the representative from your constituency. And a new feature that's going to be coming up very shortly will be able to allow you to send an email, get the contact information so you can send an email into your parliamentarian, letting them know about your thoughts about issues in your community or a particular debate or a particular policy that you may be reading about on the Policy Review Center. All of that, so it again puts it in the hand. That does two things. I think it trains, as you said, it trains citizens to get in the habit of doing this because I think we need to build those muscles up, right? We've been out of the gym a little bit. But it also trains the politicians and the elected officials to be better listeners to what's going on in their constituents so that when we get up and have those debates, that they're informed about what are the interests and the needs that are going on in those key communities that they represent.
And I think, like you said, Matt, the key to it is making sure that like Tate does as well with the Citizen Center, is ensuring that the public knows that they're legitimately part of the process. Mm-hmm. Not to be dismissed anymore. You know, I think that you use this as a stepping stone to now get to the next level where you have people being involved in knowing the process, and now they take the information that you've imparted on them, and they start putting their blocks together. You get blocks of entertainers coming together, blocks of teachers, nurses, doctors, lawyers. That way you have more bargaining power, I think, when you have a unified body. Because in politics, you know, you come to a constituency and, you know, you do your usual election, you know, shuffle and promise this and promise that. But you want to know how many votes in the House. Well, maybe a better thing would be how many votes in this body that reaches across the island. Like I could say, okay, look, we got 1,500 strong entertainers. And between us 1,500, we got 6,000 votes that we, you know, between our households. Now you want to listen to me. Because you'd rather hear the dude who could potentially link you with 6,000 rather than just 4 or 5 in a household.
Yeah.
Which I think is so important. And that's why I always think you are one of our unofficial org people, Naughty, because the way you think. But it's also the position, the platform was designed so that groups, independent groups, can use this vehicle to marshal and get feedback and be able to provide it. And things, so for example, your point, creatives and artists, well, they're building and going to be building a new performing center. It needs to have input of those people that are going to be able to use it and drive it. And so there's a lot of reasons why we need these, as you call them, blocks of groups of folks that have more common issues to talk and communicate. And this is a great vehicle, a free vehicle, to be able to utilize and get the information as well as provide your feedback.
Yeah, I was going to mention Freedom Schools. That's now going to go up on the Citizen Solution Center as pretty much as a legacy presentation. When I first came into org, I was a Freedom Schools manager, and basically that was a presentation that provided Bahamians with the tools to become advocates for themselves. And so I like that point that you made about the political blocks and people coming together and organizing for their concerns. And even so, soon enough, once that legacy page comes up, persons will be able to have access to the tools to advocate for themselves as Bahamians and to the government to ensure that their needs and their wants are met in the larger civic conversation and national dialogue.
And to those excellent points both of you brought up, just good old-fashioned Bahamanese, Bahamiana 101. Bahamian voters have been overlooked far too long. Mm-hmm. We got to get out of the fact that people walk away from the political process and don't vote because they're in their feelings or because they vex with their party. Mm-hmm. The country suffers that way. So I say that to say this. This allows people to maintain, you know, affiliation and be a part of the process, but also, you know, hold politicians accountable now. Like it's a new day. And they don't have to walk away now. They got more information. You can hold them accountable and say, no, if you want this vote, this is what we need. Mm-hmm. Don't tell me you can bring me a turkey every Christmas or this or that. Let me paint your house real quick. No. Tell me this is what you're going to provide. These are the jobs that we need in this community or this block or this sector or this constituency. And you should know that we have X amount of 18 and 25. You should have done your due diligence coming in. But since you don't know, let us tell you. Mm-hmm. Get them to give the communities what they need instead of just empty promises and a quick fix.
Yeah,
and it requires training on both sides, as I said. So in addition to Freedom Schools, it does all that fundamental grassroots civic education, which at the Summit of the Americas was one of the top items that they were talking about, the need to engage and keep our communities, particularly those that have been marginalized, involved. And it's crucial because they are the only sustainable effort. Administrations will come and administrations will go, but it's the citizens that stay on. And if, say, they like an education model or they like something that's going on in their community, they like Neighborhood Watch, whatever it might be, they're the ones that if they're trained to advocate and be comfortable in speaking that way, they're going to have the public will to drive the political will.
And I found that. Yeah. Go ahead, Matt. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say. And there's another tool that's in there called the Citizens Charter, which also was highlighted. And when we talk about it, it reflected a lot of the need for us to have feedback on the way that government serves us through its agencies. And that's something that I think also starts to build our civic muscles. When you read all over social media when people are complaining about what's going on in this agency, or I didn't get served, or this is what's happening, a lot of sucking teeth, but you don't get the direct feedback to those parts of government. That's a structure that's now also on that site that allows you to give feedback. And there's three areas that we've already worked on. That means that information can be provided directly to government, and government can start to make commitments, the types of items and the types of feedback that the citizens are giving. So they're not guessing, it's not conjecture. They're saying, look, we know that everyone is feeling like they're being left out at PMH. They don't have information on what's going on. People are finding challenges of getting information from NIB. Wow, here's something and a way we could solve that. So it brings government and citizens closer together, and I think that's the real goal.
All right, well, we got to get to the commercial break, and then we can get to the news. So we'll pick up this conversation on the flip side and wrap things up with Matt Aubrey and Mr. Ted Adley from org. Real quick, Some of y'all are asking what the answer to the mind-bending brain teaser was today. Yeah, y'all give me some good answers. Y'all give me some very, very, very good answers. But, none were correct. And I'll tell you the correct answer right after the news, top of the hour, 5 o'clock, right here on Talking Heads continues. All right? Don't touch it. Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Into morning with our delicious breakfast sandwiches. Enjoy a fluffy egg topped with American cheese and bacon, ham, or savory sausage on your choice of a flaky croissant, a warm bagel, or a toasted English muffin. Choose your favorite and have breakfast just the way you like it. Make it a combo with golden hash browns and a freshly brewed coffee and get rising and shining with Dunkin' breakfast sandwiches today. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
George, Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
The most important thing in life is family. And whenever you need reliable advice, you look to the people you know you can trust. At J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers, we earn our clients' trust every day. Whether it's home, motor, travel, or commercial insurance, we've got you covered. Call 397-2100 or visit jsjohnson.com.
J.S.J., 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 J.S. Johnson Insurance.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Need to satisfy your late night? And drive-thrus are open and frying until midnight every night of the week. Whether you're craving juicy KFC chicken, fries and biscuit, or one of our signature KFC sandwiches, we've got you covered with 100% KFC flavor. Catch some late night vibes and take a ride to your neighborhood KFC for after dark satisfaction. Last call to get fueled by KFC fried chicken is midnight. Late night cravings at KFC Nassau. It's finger licking good.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
We're back at you, Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. All right, and let's make it quick. Let's get it out of the way. Your answer for your trivia question today was actually date nights, all right? Like date nights, going out for dinner, going to the movies, going to the comedy club, stuff like that, all right? And I know some of you all said, like, quality time, but it's not. Well, quality time is kind of broad, too. That's all encompassing. That's a big umbrella. So you got to be specific sometimes. And, he had some great answers, just not date night. And I get it. I get date night. Date night is a good thing. Any chance me and MJ get to go catch a movie, like, by ourselves? What? One of my biggest things, what I love is, maybe you got to go to Joker's with me now. Back in the day, before the family started, before the boys came along, man, that was a good thing. Now, it's a better thing. I got a family, don't get me wrong, but still nice to see her, you know, in the audience, like old times. Like, it's really going to trip me out when my son start popping up in the audience. I got one of them I could put on stage right now. Anyway, I digress. That's another story for another day. Wrapping things up with my friends from ORG, the executive director, Mr. Matt Aubrey, and, of course, the program manager of ORG, Mr. Tate Adderley. We got the Citizen Center. I think that's a great, you know, initiative. And you can learn so much. And you can do it regardless of political affiliation. You just learn it for yourself.
Mm-hmm. Is Matt there?
Matt's still with us? Matt, are you still on West Coast time?
No, I'm still here.
All right. Matt's still with us.
Let's just reinforce. We want folks to be able to go to the Citizen Solutions Center at orgtransparency.com, as well as Access Parliament, which is accessparliament.org, and then check both of those sites out on Facebook at ORG Bahamas Foundation or Access Parliament, so that you can see it for yourself. We are working on consolidating all those things, so it'll just be under one website, but for now you might have to, you know, travel a little bit. But what we want to do, though, is encourage folks to start to see it, use it, let us know what you think, give your feedback, pay attention to what's being discussed. Right now is a perfect time to be using these tools, because the budget's going on, and you can go on Access Parliament and find out who's going to speak. You know, you may not have all day to be sitting around watching and waiting to see who's going to speak in Parliament, but if you go to Access Parliament's Facebook, they're going to tell you who's going to be speaking that day, what time, so that you have a little bit of a heads up so you can schedule in your day and see how you're being represented and what your representative is bringing to the budget debate.
Definitely agreed, Matt. I think I just want to iterate to Bahamians that essentially you being a citizen, that yourself is a right to be involved in these processes. I'll go back to what I said in the election season, is that voting is the beginning of the process. It's not the end of a process. Voting is your choice to say who I want in Parliament, but also voting is an extension or beginning to getting more involved and being involved in government itself and governance, right? And so you belong in these processes. You have a right to have a voice, and I think that we should use it more. The Citizen Solutions Center is the avenue towards that. And like Matt said, you can find us at ORG Transparency. If you want to get involved in Access Parliament, you can find Access Parliament at accessparliament.org. And you could also search those same names within social media channels as well. But overall, I would just want to say that Bahamians have a right to be involved. And to be involved is most important enough to get informed as well. So getting informed is the beginning of that, to getting involved.
And like G.I. Joe always used to say, knowing is half the battle. You know, and you know what you're up against. You know your info going in. I think, you know, that helps you make a decision, a conscientious decision, moving forward. So I want to thank you guys for chiming in.
Thank you.
We got a call coming in real quick. So before you get out of here, let's take this call. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hello, Nadia. I wanted to say something to your guest, right?
Go ahead, Gardner.
Man, the problem I see, right, is that the people that are not represented are not unified. You know, like the bottom class. You know, what we have. You know how racism in this country. What we have is classism and there's no unionization with the people at the bottom. And, you know, so the politician, they don't have to, they can just feed us anything, no matter whether we listen to them or not, until we organize, and we will get our power. We won't get our power until we do so. Thank you.
Thank you for those words, Colin. I agree.
And I think that's crucial. I think what we want to do through this tool and all the programs like Freedom School is we want to make it easier for the everyday person to get involved and get informed. And I think that this is free, it's open, it's online, it's as democratic as you can be.
I got a couple of texts for you before you guys get out of here. We have also heard about corruption on both sides, previous government and this current government. Remember the Commission of Inquiry. Anything hasn't changed since then. We must demand that our money is being looked after and properly managed. A great way to do that is knowing exactly what you're up against through situations like what Tate is dealing with. You know what I mean? So I think the Texans are definitely, you know, on board with something like that, because they want information and they want it, you know, disseminated quickly, efficiently, and effectively, you know, so that they could use it.
I think we underappreciate or underestimate how hungry behemoths are for information.
But I
often do. I think so.
I got another question. But Naughty, it's one thing to talk about it, but we all know a lot of behemoths, or the average behemoth, goes quiet after elections. Why do you think they do so? That's a question for Mr. Aubrey and for Tate.
So like I said, you know, voting is the beginning of the process. And I think that we have this way of looking at governance, whereas we don't have to be involved in it. And I think that once they vote for whoever they believe to be the best candidate for their particular area, I think that behemoths think that that is the end and they don't need to do anything else. They think that possibly that those persons they put in charge can lead for them. And I think that's the premise of representative democracy, right?
And that's what they've been presented, right? That's what the election tends to be. Here's a list of things we're going to do. But you wouldn't hire somebody and then leave them alone for 5 years and then come back and figure out, did they do a good job? Involvement, right? You would want to say something. I also think it's important to recognize that it's hard out there for most folks. Right. And so when people are wondering where my next meal's coming from, and hopefully my kid's in school and not being killed on the streets, it's hard to talk about things like, hey, freedom of information. So what these tools should help you to do is get informed and get involved around things that matter to you. We're putting any legislation that comes out of the House up on our site. That may be an issue that you care about. You want to care about land use? Great. Read that. Be a part of that. When the gender-based violence law act comes out or bill comes out, you want to make sure that that's something that you read. So this is really putting it in your hands to make it as easy as possible to remember just what Tate's saying, that you can't just sit back and say, I came out and I voted, now my job is done. You got to be involved, but you got to be involved to the degree that you have the time. So that's what these tools help you to do, as well as to the points that you really care about. And that's also what these tools can help you do.
I got another one for you off the text line, and either one can answer it. Do we really have classism? It's worse in places like India, but why do Bahamians remain quiet still?
Go ahead, Matt. This is a wonky question.
This is right down your line. You go, man.
So the caller made an interesting point, right? And he said that he doesn't think that racism exists in the Bahamas. He thinks that it's more so classism. I don't really agree on the point that racism isn't here. I think it is here, but we don't notice it. But I also think that classism is here, but I believe that persons rarely talk about it because it isn't talked about much in national dialogue, right? And it goes back into the narrative of majority rule as well. When we talk about majority rule, we talk though as if that is it. Right, and that the PLP won that election, they got the political apparatus of the country, and therefore everything is solved. And I think that there were many other issues that we had to deal with coming outside of majority rule, and I don't think that we have dealt properly with classism and racism in the Bahamas. But I think it exists. But I think it exists, but we don't talk about it enough.
I think that classism is going to exist in times where a few folks have greater privilege and access and a large majority. And so what we're seeing in the world, and it's happening in the world, it's happening in the Bahamas, and it's happening definitely even more so since COVID, is that we're becoming even more polarized. Mm-hmm. A smaller percentage of people have the majority of the wealth and the resources, and a large percentage, the majority of us, don't. And so when you have that situation, you do see issues of classism. You do see issues of distinction between who has access and who does that. We see it in issues of even corruption, low-level corruption. Right. You know, when you're walking in at a government office and you can get through the line because you can pay a tip or you can call somebody that you might be related to, there's a lot of people in that line in front and behind you who can't. Mm-hmm. And that means that those that have a little bit more have greater potential, greater access, and can move the system along. We've got to remember that our whole community, and by doing those types of things, we marginalize and push back those who are even more at need. And we can't forget those folks.
All right, I got one off of the text lines. I don't know if they're trying to be facetious or not. What is classism? How is this exhibited in the Bahamas in a broad sense? So I guess here we go.
So I don't know if this is a great example, right? I remember there was a case where during the FNM's administration, during the Minister's administration, and Behaman saw it as, and I think it can be classified as a case of classism, but Behaman saw it as unfair, right? Do you remember when the residents of Latviki had written that letter to the Minister's administration about, I think it was some tax or something?
Yeah. Income tax and property tax.
Yeah, they reneged that quickly.
We ain't paying that. How dare you send this letter and we ain't paying it. And the next time you send it, we'll buy you from behind the gates, blah, 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 blah. And he tucked tail, turned, and gone.
Exactly. And so if you could remember our concerns about VAT, the VAT being raised to 12%, and majority of Bahamians were concerned about that, but yet nothing was done about
I thought classism when I saw duty free off of airplane parts, exactly. Caviar, bull semen, and so on and so
exactly.
forth.
So in many cases throughout history, we have seen that persons within the minority benefit more so when it comes to the majority behemoths. I think the examples are there, but we have to really do diligent work in trying to look for these examples, that is.
Got it.
And I think building a strong and representative democracy then counters that effort. And that's kind of why we're working in this space, is if we get citizens to reclaim their voice, a force that is going to counter and drive the need for accountability and drive the need to make sure that there's more economic opportunity for more folks, that education shouldn't be dependent upon how much your parents got, that it should be dependent upon this is your right and what are the resources and what's your latent potential. And we need to figure those mechanisms out. So part of the work that we do in this citizen participation side of our accountable governance pillar is really about giving the power over back to citizens, helping to regain that voice that they must have had around independence that was strong and vibrant, so that more folks can be considered. Because right now, I don't think that we could call it it's a fair world out there.
I got a couple of texts chiming in. Another area is personal responsibility and accountability from us, the citizens. If we only realize that we as citizens have a huge part to play in the management of our country, and once we're accountable and personally responsible, we will then realize and know the importance of holding our leaders accountable and responsible. I think that's a good point right there. Matt, I got a question for you and for Tate. A representative democracy. I'm thinking, is it time for a direct democracy where people vote on every issue? Now, albeit a direct democracy, I don't think has really been done properly since maybe the Greeks, possibly, but should be moving that direction. Would that work to help keep people more involved and more finger on the pulse?
Well, I think there's it's an interesting idea, but I think we have to kind of start with where you are. At ORG, we're really focused on and what's actionable, right? Not what's aspirational, but what's actionable. And part of the work that we're doing is about building up the strength of the civic voice. So getting what we saw in the last elections is we had less electorate. We had less folks who came out to the electorate. Some of that I'm sure was related to COVID, but I've talked to a lot of folks that have said they just didn't show up because they didn't feel like this was going to matter. So we need to reinforce that and get people back in the habit. So any level of citizen participation helps us to do that. So if we're going to establish what should be the system of governance that we drive towards for the future, we've got to get our hands around what we're doing now and know that we're ready to step forward when is needed.
All right. You got anything to chime in on that take? Because we got a call or so.
So persons tend to believe there seems to be this consensus that the direct democracy itself is very wonky and slow, and that representative democracy is supposed to be more efficient and better. And I think we have to be very deliberate when we come up with these definitions. But I think we could try to make it more direct and make it more representative of the people, that is. And I think that Cuba has an interesting system, whereas certain, I like that you mentioned blocks, right? Different blocks. So Cuba has a system, whereas I think the IT hold sway in legislation and policy issues. I don't know if allowing persons from different backgrounds, or persons from different persuasions, or persons who have different issues in society, have more say in policy decisions could make it be more direct and less representative. But I think that what we need more importantly is feedback from the people and input from the people. And I think that's most important at the end of the day, to make sure that the policy decisions that we make are within the public interest and that consensus is built in trying to understand how can we come up with a solution to our policy issues.
Matt, you got anything for me on that? You still got Matt?
Sorry. I think, as we said, we've got to be ready for the system that you have, and I'm not sure that we've figured this system out yet.
Yes.
So I think that and the skills that we would use in developing active citizenship, in engaging and making sure that government is listening effectively and engaging citizens meaningfully, are all critical steps that can move us forward in our current system and in any other we would consider. So I think our effort and our energy around that is, let's get this working process. Let's ensure that we have good communication. Let's ensure that we have a functional consultative process. Let's make sure that we adhere to rule of law, that we do take personal responsibility, ensuring that we are compliant with what needs to be out of there, but also sharing and giving our feedback, even if it's dissent, on what government is doing. That's a mechanism that I think we need to work on collectively.
All right, real quick, let's go to the phone lines, and then I'll wrap up with you guys because we got to get into sports on the flip side of the break. But I want to thank you guys for being here as always. Matt, you know, Tate, it's all good. Everyone chime in and just, you know, ride shotgun and contribute. Let me know, man.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Thank you so much, sir.
No problem. Let's get this phone call in real quick, though. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Yeah, but I think we let your guests let you get away and calling us a representative election. Post-election. If we had a representative election, then the FNM would have like 40% of the seats. And the coalition would have but one seat. So there's no representative election there. But your guests need to explain that to you.
All right. Gardner, everybody know. 38% to 40% of the voting populace didn't turn up. Whether that represents A, B, C, D, L, M, and a P, they didn't show up.
No, but those who showed up, should have been from them, you see.
It was a discussion related to the first past the post model,
yes,
which a lot of Caribbean countries
are
speaking about and looking at, and is that the right one? And I think that the bears discussion and it bears some evaluation. Would that be a better way to ensure more, as you talk about, representative group that's in there? And I think we need to facilitate that. We need a level of diversity. We can't be celebrating that there's 7 women and that's huge. We need to be looking at making sure that there's reflection of not only gender diversity, but diversity within our islands and our communities and all levels of what our community represents. And so whether we talk about it structurally or whether we look at pushing forward with campaign finance laws that ensure better transparency and greater equity, I think it all is worthy part of a discussion. And I think ultimately that's what we should work towards.
All right. Well, I appreciate you, Matt, as always. Tate, I appreciate you joining me, man. We got to do it again. Whenever you got anything else you want to, chop up and get out there. Like I said, you have a platform here, right here on Talk Head, 96.9 FM. We're going to take a quick break right now. Flip side of the break, we're going to be joined by Earl the Pearl. We'll be talking sports. We'll be talking baseball. We'll be talking NBA Finals. Talking some NBA offseason news. All coming up on the flip side of the break right here on Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Don't touch it.
Need to satisfy your late night munchies? KFC drive-thrus are open and frying until midnight every night of the week. Whether you're craving juicy KFC chicken, fries and biscuit, or one of our signature KFC sandwiches, we've got you covered with 100% KFC flavor. Catch some late night vibes and take a ride to your neighborhood KFC for after dark satisfaction. Last call to get fueled by KFC fried chicken is midnight. Late night cravings at KFC Nassau. It's finger licking good.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances, so come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
They're playing basketball.
That's right, boys and girls. Get ready to play basketball at the 34th Annual Jeff Rogers Basketball Camp, July 4th through July 29th at the Kendall GL Isaacs Gym, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. daily. So parents, get your boys and girls ages 5 through 18 registered now. Applications available at the South Bahamas Conference of Seventh-day Adventists, Tonic Williams Darling Highway, and at the registration desk at Campsite Kendall GL Isaacs Gym. Special appearances by NBA players, legends, and coaches. So get your boys and girls registered now, ages 5 through 18. Jeff Rogers Basketball Camp, July 4th through July 29th.
Naughty Johnny's restaurant can only be described as the experience you want to recreate again and again and again. Their motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's, where you can dine on crack conch fritters, and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to live band on their patio Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday, only at Naughty Johnny's restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's. Well, what did
when I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM continues right now, and we're into the sports section of Talking Heads. We are joined right now via the Zoom, Earl the Pearl. We got Pearly with us. Pearly chiming in short order. All right. It depends if a Dodger game is on right now. I know you've been missing an action special assignment. I don't know what that is. But anyhow, I believe you're just watching baseball. So you let me know when he chimes in, Mr. Producer, and we'll get him on. Right now, we'll keep it going with Today in Sports. All brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip out there to the Old Fort Shopping Plaza Monday through Friday. Great for lunch and dinner. Then on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, great for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Breakfast starting at 9 a.m. Don't forget that great businessman's lunch special Monday through Friday. You're in and you're out within your lunch hour. Different special daily. The only staple is Thursday, which is that split pea soup and dumpling with the big dough boys. They got that going on for you. Reserve yours now because they go fast. Give them a call, 377-7776. All right? Well worth a trip out there to the Old Fort Shopping Plaza with Naughty Johnny's. And don't forget, happy hour every Wednesday and Friday, you got happy hour going on at Naughty Johnny's. So catch him today, catch him Friday, happy hour 5 to 7 at Naughty Johnny's. Well worth a trip out there to the Old Fort Shopping Plaza. All right, let's jump on in. Today is Wednesday, June 15th, 2022. And on this day in sports history, in 1909, Benjamin Sheeb was given the patent for the Cork Baseball Center. So he was given the patent, actually, for the Cork Baseball Center. What's going on with my headphones there, Mr. Producer? They sliding in and out, man. You got me like K. Quincy Parker, man. I ain't Quincy, man. I ain't Q. Bobby, listening though, Q, you know it. It's all good. So you got me straight? Hey, at least you're consistent, man. You know, you just mess up across the board. I like that. It ain't just me. I love it. I love it. So we got Pearly zooming in. Pearly, where have thou been, Pearly?
I have been on a mission.
On a mission, eh?
Yeah. Oh, I wish.
Oh, God, you make it too easy for me. Well, we're in the middle of Today in Sports History. You know, in 1909, Benjamin Sheeb was given the patent for the Cork Baseball Center. All right, so that means you could put a Cork center in the middle of a baseball bat.
Okay.
And you know how many, you know, controversies after that with corking issues and loaded bats we've seen over the years.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it all started. 1925, the Philadelphia Athletics defeated the Cleveland Indians 17-15. And the Athletics had been down 11 runs, headed into the bottom of the eighth inning, ended up coming back to win that one. 1938, Johnny Vandermeer, the Cincinnati Reds, pitched his second straight no-hitter. 1949, Eddie Whitekus. Whitekus was his name. Oh, God, Eddie Whitekus. What a white name that sounds like. Hey, Burley. Hey, Eduardo, Eddie Whitekus. Get over here, buddy. No comment on that one, or the pro?
I plead the fifth.
He was seriously injured when a female fan entered his hotel room and shot him.
Mm.
I guess he never asked if there are any gals anymore when he showed up at the ballpark. That was definitely out of the question.
I told him that you have to know when and where and how to ask that question.
How to ask that question. More importantly, how is the most important thing? Hey, the St. Louis Cardinals defeated the New York Giants 14-12 after being down 11-0 in the fifth inning. Here's a good one for you, Earl. 1963, Juan Marichal of the San Francisco Giants threw a no-hitter. It was the first Giants no-hitter since Carl Hubbell did it in 1929.
Wow.
1977, the New York Mets dealt Tom Seaver to the Cincinnati Reds. What were they thinking?
I remember that trade.
But what were they thinking, though?
I don't know. I remember that trade. New York was upset about that. He was like the heart and soul of the Mets. You say Tom
Seaver was a bad boy, man. Seaver was a bad guy.
Yeah, I know.
1980, Jack Nicklaus won his fourth U.S. Open title.
Probably the GOAT.
1993, Ken Griffey Jr. hit his 100th career home run, making him the sixth youngest to reach 100. On this day in 1995, during the O.J. Simpson murder trial, O.J. was asked to put on a pair of gloves. The gloves were said to have been worn by the killer on the night of the murders of Nicole Brown and Ronald Goldman. The gloves appeared not to fit. And what did Johnny Cochran say? Earl, let him know.
If it don't fit, you must acquit.
There you go. And later on, that's been broken down to, are you legit or are you full of... But anyway, we can't say that on there. So yeah, and in 2005, the New York Yankees announced plans for a new $800 million stadium. The plans call for the building to be next to Yankee Stadium and be ready by the 2009 season. All right. Your famous sports quote of the day.
I can't wait for Mookie to hit a home run on the end of the World Series. I can't wait.
Oh, shut up. You want to talk baseball, Earl?
No, let's finish the
You need to get even with the Yankees. So win 7 games and get on par with us and then start talking smack about the Yankees, okay?
There you are in September and October.
Best record in baseball, buddy.
It doesn't matter in June.
Sheldon Longley is looking over from the Guardian Sports Room and pointing, saying, yeah, tell Earl again who's in first place. Okay, just letting you know. Another Yankee.
On June 15th, yes. Not October 15th, June 15th, yes.
All right, here's your quote for the day. To be a champ, you have to believe in yourself when nobody else will. Sugar Ray Robinson. And Sugar Ray Robinson was one of the great ones, Earl.
Oh, yeah. No mas.
You know?
Sugar Ray, I think he was one of the boys with the slick hairdo. Sugar Ray Robinson.
Yes, man.
The slick hairdo with the part on the side and come across.
One of the original ones. Yeah, man. Damn. And then he was quite popular.
Not King Cole look. That's what it was.
Yeah, but I mean, you got to realize that, I tell you.
Obviously, somebody sent you a text that got your attention.
Yeah, no. Somebody sent me a text, man, and asked me, what about Steve McNair? And I'm realizing, yeah, Steve McNair, boy, just ran across my mind. He died in 2009, Pearly. We lost Steve McNair in 2009, July 4th, 2009, Nashville, Tennessee. That's where he passed away.
Yeah.
We don't talk about Steve enough, though. Steve was a dominant quarterback.
Strong arm.
You know?
Yeah, really strong arm.
And then, of course, you know, we got Texas chiming in. Sorry, Nordy. Warriors 4-1, not Celtics. I apologize. No. Can't change it up now. I know this guy. I said Warriors in 6. Pearly said Warriors in 7.
Well, I said 5, actually. then I conceded, say, probably 7.
Right. So, definitely.
I won't be surprised if it's over next game.
No. And I'm going to look good on the money, you know, in 6, like I said. And that was a great segue, you know, Earl the Pearl. We can segue right out of the day in sports, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's, right into, you know, the home court right here on Talking Heads, all brought to you, of course, by BK, because we got to talk local sports news. And then we'll get into who's in and who's out, all brought to you. And it's not who you're going to expect on Who's In and Who's Out today, brought to you by Tropical Gyros coming up. Got a little twist for you today. And I want to see if Purdy's on point. All right? But as far as the local sports news goes, it's all being brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. And listen, let me tell you what it's all about at BK Nassau. The Zesty Whopper. Saucy, crunchy, and full of flavor. Flame-grilled beef, crispy chicken, or plant-based. Get your variety today. Get your choice today. Get it as a combo with fries and a soft drink. Waiting on you at your favorite Burger King location for takeout, for drive-through, and for delivery with the Craven app. All right, let's look at the local sports headlines for today. What's making waves in the Nassau Guardian? News and views in Madison's 1844. And on the local sports scene, in soccer, boy, we kind of get beat up on Pearly. Nicaragua.
Nicaragua, I think they do us right in it.
Yeah, 4-0. Nicaragua put it on us.
They beat us once or twice?
They beat us in one game, 4-0.
Okay.
Nicaragua blanks the Bahamas, 4-0. Story by Simba French. Team in third place in the group looks to improve performance next match. So we're third in the group, but this is out of Managua, Nicaragua. Playing in front of about 20,000 fans in a packed Nicaragua National Football Stadium in Managua, Nicaragua. The Bahamas senior men's national soccer team put up a fight, but it was not good enough as Nicaragua scored 3 first-half goals and came away with a 4-0 victory on Monday. This is in the CONCACAF, the Confederation of North American and Caribbean Association Football, and this is the CONCACAF Nations League match, and it turned out to be one-sided in favor of Nicaragua.
Listen, you never want to lose, but I remember them losses used to be 10-0 and 12-0. So I be in a hostile environment away from home, probably eating, probably not comfortable and all that. I think they gave a good effort, and I'm proud of them. And, you know, just remain third. We still got a good chance. And, you know, come back, regroup, and let's see what happens in the next match.
Well, you know, their head coach, Nasty Jean, said they're improving as a team, all right? And he's not happy with their recent losses to Trinidad and Tobago and Nicaragua. He likes what he sees from the squad as they continue their 2022-2023 CONCACAF Nations League fixtures. So, you know, we continue to fight. We continue to play. We're showing improvement. But obviously, you know, the losses don't sit well with the coaching staff either.
Speaking of it's a young team, though. They're young. I think, if I remember, they're a young team.
Go ahead.
I know there's a young kid in Chippingham was a part of it. I don't know if he got to travel on this team, but I think he played in Trinidad or went on that trip. But this is a young team, so I know they have a lot of growing to go. So just keep encouraging them, and I know they can do well. I feel it. I'm feeling it.
All right. Now, here's something for you to look at. Speaking of coaches, okay? And this is a story in today's Guardian by Sheldon Longley. Bahamian coaches shine at the NCAAs also. Not only are athletes performing well, but we have several coaches performing at a high level, and their teams are coaching at a high level. And top of the list was Levan Superman Sands, a first-year coach with the Florida State University Seminoles. He's an assistant with responsibility for jumps at FSU, and he was looking to conclude a strong year for the program with a respectable performance at Nationals, and he did just that. He's helped the Seminoles men to a fourth-place finish overall, securing 33 points at the four-day Nationals, which wrapped up Saturday night at historic Hayward Field in Eugene, Oregon. So there you have it. Levan now sliding into coaching. That's good news to him, man. That's good stuff, man. Glad to know that he's transitioning into a successful coach.
And he's really a really nice guy, you know, a really cool brother.
All right, that's a wrap right. That's a wrap right there on the home court. All brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau, and be sure to check them out on that Zesty Whopper today. Let's slide up into Tropical Gyros, All right, Earl. Who's in and who's out? All brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros, home of the original Bahamian gyros like jerk chicken crack, lobster crack, conch, barbecue salmon, grilled veggies, and the famous jerk chicken salad. And don't forget the bowls. You don't want to miss out on the bowls, all right? Tropical Gyros, Rosetta and Mackey Street, or Mackey and Rosetta Street. They're open until 6. Still got 17 minutes to stop by and get you some, too, all right? And it's all good. And they're now up for public offering with Arawak X. They're definitely doing big things. All right. And people, I think people are going to invest. If we look at the amount of people that's been at Tropical Gyros over the last couple of days, if that's an indication, you know, if they base it on a flavor profile, they're going to sell them shares out in a matter of minutes. And Chef say he can get us some shares, you know, Purdy. Be good.
Okay.
I come with the territory of sponsorship, you know.
That's good.
You know, I just be looking out for you, you know.
Of course, I would. That's wonderful. You know, he's my friend. You know,
we chip a nice studio. There you go. That's how it goes. All right, but who's in and who's out? I got something special for you there, Pearly. And I know you've been doing your due diligence with this, but I'll tell you who's in. Well, the Avalanche and the Lightning are in the NHL Finals. Game one tonight. And first of all, outside of you and Clint Johnson, are there any Bahamians watching ice hockey? I don't watch ice hockey. It's too cold. I'll be honest with you. I know you're going to be watching it.
Oh, yeah.
Stat boy, he said, hey, let Uncle Earl know, man. I like the Avalanche in six.
I you know something? I really thought the Rangers were going to go. And I like the Avalanche. I think they're probably the best team in hockey. But I'll tell you this. The Lightning know how to win a Stanley Cup. They're the two-time defending champs. I watched them in these playoffs. They know how to win games. They know how to win series. I'm not counting them out. I just can flip the coin and whoever win, I happy.
All right. Don't forget we're going to be joined by the great Pedrini tomorrow. Peter will be joining us tomorrow.
Good afternoon, everybody.
Oh, you got Peter joining us today? All right. We got Peter for the final 15. Who you like in the finals there, Peter, in the NHL finals?
Because everyone's going with the Lightning. I'm going to go with the Avalanche. I know Tampa Bay is right down the road from, you know, from my home in Central Florida, but I'm going to go with the Avalanche. I liked them years ago, and I'm with Earl. I was rooting for I'm a Rangers fan. I was rooting for the Rangers the whole way, and it was hard when the Rangers, you know, because as a Rangers fan, you know, we suffered for quite a while, you know. And
yeah, but that's a good young team. They're going to be back next year. They got a 1 year under the belt. That's that team like 5, like 22.
Yeah, I was,
if they don't have the best, they got the second best goalie in the world. Not in the NHL, in the world.
I agree with you. Now, and I feel good because, you know, out of New York, we're not doing good. The Yankees, I think we still got the best record, right? And the Rangers, doing pretty good.
June 15, not October.
The Giants, I think they're going to get beat by Dak Prescott again both times. And the Jets, well, the Jets are the Jets. The Dolphins should beat them both times.
How do we end up from hockey into football, though?
Hey, random Peter.
New York's now got two good teams. So, looking pretty good.
We got the Yankees and you got the Rangers. That's about it.
I heard Mets fans, quite a few Mets fans. I'm surprised. A few Mets fans in the Bahamas. But I'm a little surprised by that. But they're pretty excited this season.
They just don't have the fortitude to be Yankee fans. That's why they're Mets fans. So, you know, I'm sure we'll hear about that, you know, at a later date. But like I said, I don't really particularly watch hockey. I grew up watching hockey when we first got satellite back in the day. And I grew up watching, you know, Wayne Gretzky. I got a lot of, you know, hockey memorabilia from Winnipeg because my aunt Ruthie, my late aunt Ruthie Cato, she married a Canadian. They lived up in Winnipeg. So I got the Blue Bombers gear all the time. But to be honest, I grew up watching Gretzky, you know, laying the smackdown. And kind of when Gretzky retired and Lemieux retired, you know, I kind of turned my eye off of hockey. But I'm looking at probably getting back in it. Everybody seems to be watching, including Stat Boy. Let me go to the phone lines. We got Stat Boy chiming in. What's going on, Sancho? Who you got in these NHL finals?
They're
going to
three-peat easily, probably win in 6 games or 5.
Hey, hold on, Stat Boy. Come on, and you ain't saying nothing to Peter, and you ain't saying nothing to Earl who's zooming in. Come on, man.
I said what's up to everybody. What's up, Earl? What's up, Peter? What's up to everyone?
Hey, you all there, Stat Boy, sounding all like an old man now?
Yeah, I'm not. You're
a
little bass in the voice.
Hold on
now. We
can
check that.
That's just how I sound.
Yeah. And he know what to ask too when he get to the party, Uncle Earl. You're straight with that. Second question after, you know. You know it is. He's a Thompson, too, you know, indirectly. But anyhow, listen. So who you like in the NHL finals there, Sancho? Who you got, Stat Boy? Lightning. Let me know.
Lightning and six.
Why?
He's Avalanche and six. Because they've won two straight already. The Avalanche have no Stanley Cup final experience. And it's just all the odds are in the Lightning favor. And it's just too clear cut of a choice.
All right. Now that I got you on the phone, you know, and I guess when you're coming back to doing your do here, you know, on the sports portion of it, man. We got football coming up. We need to get you back
anytime,
in, man.
Anytime. Just let me know.
You know, you had a good run in baseball. You made your championships. You came up a little bit short, but be proud of you for making that big return and doing big things on first base.
Well, you know what
I told you. Take that feeling and make that motivate you in the offseason to put into work so you win it all next year. That's all.
You're right.
But yeah, so listen, now that we got you on the phone and we got you committed back for football season and whatnot, Peter, Earl, we don't have to look up stats no more. Thank Jesus. All right. Stat Boy's back.
Thank you very much.
Listen, who are you like in the NBA Finals tomorrow night? You know, Pop's called it Golden State, you know, in six. So I'm looking like Naughty Damas again. Uncle Earl, you know, said in seven, the great Pedrini. Who did you have, Peter? Did you take Golden State or did you take Boston?
I went with you, Golden State in six, but I just so much fortitude on that Celtics team. Celtics win game six and it goes to a game seven.
So what you got there, Stat Boy? Who you like?
Golden State wins tomorrow night or whenever they play. The series is over.
And who is your playoff MVP?
Steph Curry, of course. There's no debate. Steph Curry. They're not going to take finals MVP away from him again.
Now, let me ask you this question. If Steph gets four tomorrow night, and he wins that MVP.
Yeah.
As far as the finals go, does he now surpass LeBron James as being a better performer in the finals than LeBron?
Well, yes, as far as the finals go, because he only has two finals losses compared to LeBron six, and he finally has finals MVP. So, yeah.
And he should have had another one because he got robbed by Kevin Durant, to tell you the truth.
This playoffs run that Steph is having is on par with a lot of LeBron's playoff runs. So, in terms of the finals, yeah, he'll be proper.
Hey, Naughty.
Yeah.
Naughty, can I ask Stat Boy a question, basketball NBA question?
Yeah, man, go right ahead.
What is your take on the Brooklyn Nets, and how do they go forward from here?
Brooklyn Nets need to blow it up, okay? They failed having one of the best trios in NBA history. They had Harden, KD, Kyrie, that failed. They lost in seven games in the second round. And then this year, they're the only team in the playoffs to get swept. And here's the funny thing. KD left the Warriors and Kyrie left the Celtics to go to Boston and try to compete for a title. And both of their former teams are competing for the title in the finals. That's ironic. That's extremely ironic. So they should blow
it
up.
Does Ben Simmons play a role in this dysfunction?
Yes, because Ben Simmons doesn't have the mentality it takes to compete in the NBA at a high championship level. I mean, he was ready to come back for game four, and then the pressure got to him again, and then he had this. How do you herniate your neck if you're not playing in the first place?
Sitting on the bench all year. That's how you herniate it, getting up off the bench too quick.
And he didn't play. He didn't even play.
Yeah, he jumped up off the bench too quick.
Nothing. That's more of a mental thing. He's mentally lost. He's mentally out of it. Until he fixes himself mentally, he should not compete. He should not be in the NBA.
So Ben Simmons should go find a job in TV then. NBA TV is where he should be. Because he can't play in the NBA.
He needs to fix himself. He needs to stop spending all his money on ridiculous cars, mansions, alphas. He needs to work on himself mentally and then go back to playing. Because he has all the talent in the world, but no mental game. That's what separates the greats from the non-greats. There's no mental game.
Well, speaking of greatness, I heard that LeBron James
is right now, but Giannis has the mental game. He doesn't have the mental game. Ben Simmons, he doesn't have it.
Now, Luka has it. Simmons doesn't.
Well,
I agree.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
Luka got that Mamba mentality, man. That's a different type of mental right there.
Speaking of
the Mamba and the Lakers, I heard that LeBron James said he's not sure if he's going to re-sign.
Thank you, Jesus. I heard that via smoke signal in my self-imposed Laker exile, and I smiled and I said, God, please let it happen. That is the first step of my imminent return.
Well, fans are saying trade him. They're saying trade him now. Trade him today.
Exactly. If he's not coming back, trade him today and get what you can get.
Trade him. Let the contract run out. And let's take that money and find 2-3 good players.
All right, we're going to take a quick break right here, Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. We'll be back on the flip side of the break to wrap it up with Earl the Pearl, the great Pedrini, and Sancho the Stat Boy. Oh, full house on Talking Heads today on the sports segment. Boy, the clubhouse is full. And we'll be wrapping it up on the flip side of the break. Don't touch it. Keep it right where you got it.
I used to think of the bank as my personal ATM machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend trip to Miami, no problem. Just max out the credit card or top up my loan. I was a big baller until I realized that 75% of my salary was going to pay back all those loans. Fidelity's personal financial coaching was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan with a debt consolidation loan that has a built-in savings that pays 5% interest. I now only have one low monthly payment, plus money in my pocket. Give Fidelity Bank a call at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any of Fidelity's locations or visit a website at fidelitygroup.com.
With fine style, with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're so video, want to step out and look great, then fine threads is your place. With fine style, with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place, is your place, is your place.
The King wants you to take a walk on the tangy side with the all-new Zesty Whopper collection at Burger King Nassau. Enjoy the classic Zesty Whopper with two types of cheese, zesty sauce, and crispy onions stacked on 100% flame-grilled beef. Or go zesty on our plant-based Whopper and crispy chicken. All three are saucy, crunchy, and full of flavor, and only available at Burger King Nassau. Visit any of our 7 locations and enjoy a Zesty Whopper as a combo or as part of the King's Feast at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
Hey, Dumps, the boys, them going on a bad trip, dog. Partying and hanging on the family island.
You lying?
I'm telling you, Dumps. Hey, but since only enough money for one plane ticket, one of us got to fit in that bag.
That look is fit inside the bag, then, T.
Well, I was thinking with the perpendicularity of the bag and the spatial structure of your body, you could have just hopped in it right quick.
But, T.
I know, Dubs, it's kind of small, but I can slap one handle with care sticker on the vibe.
No, T, I'm trying to tell you, the promotion says 2 fly-free. That means 2 people could go.
2?
2.
I told it. I can take this gal, eh?
Grab your friends and head to the family islands. With the 2 fly-free campaign, there's no better time than now. Go to BahamasResidents.com for more information.
Local paper in Grand Bahama is back every Tuesday as a section of the Nassau Guardian. Available at local stores, gas stations, pharmacies, Western Bakery, and Bellevue Gifts. Daily and, of course, on Tuesdays too. Want to reach your Grand Bahama audience? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-4578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama news in the Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Guardian Radio, Talking Heads, 96.9 FM, 5:58 p.m. is the time. Just enough time for everybody to wrap up. We're going to go Earl, we're going to go Stat Boy, we're going to go Peter. Wrap it up. Let's go, Earl, you first.
You know what I find so funny? My number 4 starter and my number 5 starter, 8-0 and 7-0 respectively, and my number 1 starter out here, my number 2, that's come back from being in number 3, can't score no runs for him.
And you still trail the Yankees by 7 games for best record in baseball.
We're still in first place in our division. We'll talk to you all in October.
And so are we.
I'm not talking Yankees and Jones. October.
All right. What you got for me, Stat Boy? What you got on your wrap up?
Yankees is winning it all this year. They're winning it all. 45 and 16. We don't even have 20 losses yet. Go. That's too good. That's too good.
There you go. That's it. You say mail it in already. Give Yankees number 28.
Yeah, that's all I got to say. The Yankees are getting 28 this season.
All right. What you got for me before I get
up? They're in Dallas. You know, Gallup's going to come back, and I don't know if he'll be back for opening day. So Odell Beckham's out there. What are they, you know, are they going to make a move for another receiver? Julio Jones would come in. I mean, they got cap room. So
I'm hearing Julio under the radar, man. So we'll see. We'll keep an eye on that, man. We'll definitely keep an eye on that.
I think the number 11 is available in Dallas, right?
No. That belongs to Micah Parsons. He'll have to wear something else. And that ain't getting freed up.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, yeah, for everybody who chimed in today, man, for Peter, for Stat Boy, for Earl the Pearl, for my guest, Matt Aubrey, and of course, Tate Adley from Org. Great show today. Everybody who chimed in, great stuff. Mr. Producer, thank you so much. Y'all have a great Wednesday, man. Be good, Bahamas. And if you can't be good at it. We see you tomorrow right here on Talking Heads. We out.
Talking Heads with Naughty is sponsored by the Bahamas Out Island Promotion Board, BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fidelity Bank Bahamas, Fine Threads, the Jeff Rogers Basketball Camp, John's Department Store, J.S. Johnson, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, and Tropical Gyros.